Technology is something that can be learned in a very short span of time. We also have to find out the hunger in the people. You have a different impact when you're meeting a candidate in person.
You are listening to The Recruiter's Podium, a show that brings you the world of recruitment on a podcast with me, Kshama Bhatt. So today on our show, we have Aman, a hiring expert. He has mastered the way of hiring with new ideas and keeping up with the latest trends. He is hands-on managing everything from finding the right talent to negotiating. Welcome to Recruiter's Podium, Aman.
Thank you, Kshama. It's nice to be on the podcast with you.
Thank you so much. Glad to have you on our show. So, Aman, from your experience, can you spill the beans on behind-the-scenes moment in hiring?
Yeah. So, so there are two aspects of it. There was a pre-COVID recruitment and post-COVID, right? And I see during the COVID as well the challenges as well as the way that the decisions were been making about hiring recruitment, right, were fast-paced, right? And now the situation, even though, I mean, we don't see so much of hiring trends ongoing on, a lot of companies have been laying off the people. So the recruitment companies, I mean, as itself, the talent acquisition has been analyzing this, right? And now I would say that it has been kind of very stabilized in making a decision, right? From, let's say, creating a role to approaching the candidates, waving their mindset, and then starting the interviews, and coming to a stage where we see the kind of talent that we are looking as in to be the part of a team, right? Different teams are there, different kind of technologies that we have been looking for, right? And overall, I would say the talent acquisition department has been become more, cautious about, yes, and a bit of versatile about hiring the right candidate in the right team and the right time and the right place itself.
I just wanted to know, like, what is that one trick you use to hire the candidate? If you can show some glimpse of it.
I mean, there is no particular trick. I mean, you use while hiring a candidate, right? You'll have to be very adaptive in terms of, because every individual is very different, right? Every candidate is very different in terms of how somebody should be approaching to the candidate. So that is the one thing. So we have to be very adaptive all the time. Someone might have different priorities or the preferences. For some, it's compensation. For some, it's flexibility. For some, it's work from home. For some, it's more of the challenges in the role. So we have to keep evolving ourselves. I see when we are dealing with the different candidate in the hiring stages, we have to eventually start figuring out where the particular candidate can be chased and the close down itself. So let's say if you're talking to a candidate who, let's say, have a preference of more of a, flexible nature, right? But he or she is very good with the work or the way that you find during assessing the candidate into the interviews, right? So we'll have to change our strategies accordingly. If the flexibility, even though before the podcast, that's a very it's a very situation that I had come, it's just half an hour back, when I had to optimize my strategy, which I was using for 4 months now, that in order to get the particular candidate on board, right, I had to change the strategy and tweak it a bit, right, which we were not able, we were not ready to do earlier. But eventually, you have to get a good candidate on the right time, as I said, and you have to be very, very adaptive in terms of assessing it in the first hand, that what a candidate wants, and using it in the right place. That's what I feel. There is no particular trick, I would say. The most I see a successful trick that I've been doing over past my career, right, since last 8 years, is meeting with people, right? Not as in the video call or the phone call, that's what we do, right? But I insist having, let's say, a cup of coffee or wherever the candidate is, find himself, herself relaxed and is speaking their heart open, right? So I go try to understand, spend a couple of good hours if candidate is good and explain them about the role, responsibilities, and everything. So that is the one trick I have found has been mostly very, very good for me in terms of converting the candidates into the joining the company.
In other words, it's all about understanding, communicating, analyzing, and monitoring all the aspects.
Exactly. I mean, and you have a different impact when you're meeting a candidate in person, right? Not a lot of I would say not all the recruiters think the way that they should be able to do it, right? Even though not all the companies I say that they seek any, let's try to use a different method, try to go a different route and get them in person, meet them, try to explain about the company, the culture. If needed, try to set up a couple of more meetings with the team leads or the management, right? And this is not, I'm talking about the process during the process of the interview. This is the process when you have selected a candidate and you are waiting for them to come on board and start working with, right? So that gap is very important to fill with your presence, right? Let's say if candidate is serving a 30 days or 60 days of a notice, right? You have to be communicating with the candidate properly, alternatively every week in such a way that you have a very strong hold or anything if comes up to the candidate, let's say a new offer or anything that he or she should be the first to tell you the same thing. It's always been very impactful for me.
It should be from both the ends.
Yes,
The
yes,
interaction.
yes. It's always.
Okay, so moving on, like recruiting for IT roles often involves assessing a candidate's problem-solving skills, right? Can you share a memorable example of a candidate who showcased exceptional problem-solving abilities during the recruitment or the hiring process?
Not one, but I can think of a lot, in fact, right? Very good candidates, because see, the nature of the role that I've been doing since past at least 4 years is very good, right? And it's been mostly focused on niche hiring, people coming from the top institutes like top IITs, top four, five IITs, and really the good brains in India that we have, fortunately, right? So obviously there is no point of that if somebody is who's been into the top institutes that they would not be exceptional or they would not be as good as compared to the engineers, right? But I see DSAs, let's say if you talk about DSAs or DSA is what has been DSA, you understand, right? Data structures and algorithms, we call it in short, right? It's something that has always been focused upon, right? So if somebody has a very good, strong hold on the problem-solving abilities, in my company, if you see, there have been cases where, so there are a couple of things. One is the technology that we have been hiring for. Let's say there could be C++ or Java or any front-end technology, right? Or technology is something that can be learned in a very short span of a time, since now the AI is here and everything, right? So technology can be learned. But the basics of the problem solving has to be there in a kind, so data structures and algorithms we find and the problem with the problem solving we find is always the topmost priority for us while we are looking for any candidate, right? Was a case when I still remember the guy was very, 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 very good, I would say, I would rate. He was fortunately from IIT Delhi, 70 all India rank in JEE Advanced, right? Though his technology was different, right? He was working on Java and we were more focused on C++, okay? The role that we are hiring. But the candidate had a very exceptional skills on the problem solving in the DSAs. And DSAs concept are everywhere is very similar, right? As I said, the technology can be learned, right? But the basic has to be really, really good in terms of to scale and to adapt a very new language, right?
Mm-hmm.
When we started interviewing to the candidate, and our mostly the interviews are more focused on the data structures, algorithms, problem-solving abilities of the candidate. We rarely talk about the technology and all because we believe that can be learned. At the end, when I spoke with all the, you know, the panel of the interview team and again, the hiring manager,
mm-hmm.
So I got a very feedback that everyone on the same page that he's not very good in the C++,
okay.
But that we are willing to take that bit because he's very exceptional in terms of the problem solving abilities,
mm-hmm.
right? And that's what we are looking for, that somebody has to think a problem in such a way to break down the problems and to solve it in a step by step. That is what most important into the role that we have been looking for. Rest about when it comes to it's all about the coding. Coding with the help of ChatGPT, you can start breaking down the statements of the programs and you can start implementing into your codes. And it will basically help you out a lot in terms of, you know, writing the course. But problem solving abilities has to come through the person mind.
Yeah.
And we were able to hire that person. And it's been a year since whenever I speak with the hiring manager, he's always been impressed that, yeah, the decision was very, very good. We have been able to get him, and luckily he has been one of our top performers in past a year or so,
oh,
right?
That's nice.
Because
mm-hmm.
he took very, I mean, he went ahead, he spent the initial couple of months on learning the programming with the help of the tools are available with the help of their peers, colleagues, and have been
mm-hmm.
able to scale very fast.
Mm-hmm. It's just that, you know, if you clear the interview, it's after that, it's candidates' ability on how they take it and learn.
Yes, yes. I mean, it's I mean, we also have to find out the hunger in the people.
Mm-hmm,
right?
Yeah, hunger for learning must be there.
And hunger for learning is always should be there, must be
yeah.
there, right? People should be. At this point of time, if you're not changing and learning, adapting new technologies, you are good for nothing then.
Mm-hmm. So how do you feel soft skills are crucial in the hiring process and for recruiters as well?
Soft skills is something that is very, it's play a very crucial role in personal as well as in professional success is what I mean.
Mm-hmm.
While the technical skills, essentials for performing the specific task, right? Soft skills are basically interpersonal attributes that enhance one's ability to work well with the other negative various like the social situations. So it can be observed in different aspects like the communication skills, the leadership and the teamwork. And I'll bifurcate by the communication as in the career sectors, the communication skills is very, it has to be effective as well as soft, right? While you are in leadership positions, or you are working as a member of a team. So let's say soft skills like the leadership in the leadership roles, the collaborations, the ability to work well in a team are essentials for the career development. I mean, they basically contribute to the effective team dynamics, which leads to the successful project outcomes. Soft skills also as a part of the communication skills, which is effective communication, and it is also vital in the workplace. Skills such as active listening, right? Soft
mm-hmm.
skills is always comes under the active listening ability to basically convey the ideas that can lead to the better collaboration and understanding.
Yes,
that is the very, very most important aspects of having a soft skills. That, I mean, a person can be rude as well as a person can be, you know, soft as well, but how better somebody is able to communicate what needs to get out of the team. It's what I see is most important. It's also very helpful in the professional relationship. Conflict resolutions it's one, I think, it's always been between the teams and the colleagues, right? So
mm-hmm.
The soft skills basically contribute to the The ability to navigate the conflicts, to solve the problems, and make the sound decisions, basically. Right. And these skills are basically valuable in both professional and personal settings. I'm not talking about the professional life itself, but also in the personal life as well. Right. I mean, again, the customer satisfaction, if somebody is into the sales, right, or in the personal developments, the workplace culture, leadership effectiveness, job interviews, it's very, very important to have good soft skills. So where you are able to communicate what exactly you want to present while you are speaking to a person other who is sitting other side on the table.
Yes. So how does this benefit recruiters while interacting with the candidates?
First, you have to be very, very patienceful in listening a candidate. So I see always there are two types of recruiters, right? I mean, from past me, it's one who calls up a candidate and start explaining about the job and the descriptions, the company, the culture, without even listening the other part, that what a candidate is looking for. That is the one most important. So whenever I call a candidate, let's say after getting a resume, the initial part is to listen to the candidate itself, right? What somebody has to explain. If somebody has applied to the job application which you have posted, anyone would be coming in saying that, yes, I'm interested in so and so roles, and your company and culture looks good. But is it actually the real reason behind somebody's applying to the job? That is the first part that we have to break it down. And then while listening to the candidate itself, we'll have to figure out whether what is the candidate wants to do in the career. Is it that somebody's randomly hoping that I should be getting it? If someone genuinely have a interest in getting into the high frequencies or getting into the product or project management or any different sort of role, right? That will reflect the way that they are expressing their interest while talking to you about their experience itself. So from there, you are able to assess it and where there exactly that comes the role of the soft skills, where at least you should be very patient to listen to the candidate first, not to explain them without hearing the other's opinion what somebody is exactly looking for. So I mean, again, as I said earlier, that the ability to listen and then to explain and to deliver them, if there is a match in both what you are looking for, what the candidate is looking for. So soft skills are always important in terms of recruitment, right? I mean, while I'll simply pitch up and give a scenario of how somebody should call a candidate, and soft skills are very, when I say that when you are calling as a recruiter to a candidate, you are not just talking about a role and the job itself, you are building your own brand. Right. While so it's always the first time a candidate you are calling, and if you've spoken well, heard well to the candidate, and try to listen to his or her problems, and then sail it through and navigate it a better way about the rules, open rules in the market. That is a very important part. And the candidate, there are candidates who have I've spoken preferably 6, 7 years back, but they still either refer to somebody or still call me whenever they are making a change. That is just because that I've been able to listen to them properly and to navigate them with the availability of the rules into the market. That impact has always been with them, that yet if I've been looking to make a change, that this is one of the recruiters that I should reach out to him in the first place,
Future.
because he or she has helped me out in my past with the few rules, helped me out in making a change in the jobs itself. So that is very important, that you how you start calling and how you approach to a candidate, ask them about their well-being, the time, if the time is correct. Always be punctual. If someone says that, you know, the I mean, you candidate should be able to talk at 8, that's fine. Let's speak at 8, right? If you call a person at 10, preferably it's not the right time, right? And you will start explaining about the job and the roles and the responsibility. The high possibility is that the person on the other side of the phone will hang up and never take up your call, because you have not reached out in a way that you have asked for the comfortness of a candidate, that are you okay to have a, let's say, 10, 15 minutes of a call. If the time is right, let's continue. If not, then preferably try to arrange it for some other time. So all these parts comes into the soft skills. The actions comes into the soft skills as well. And it is very vital to play a role in building a self-recruiter's brand in the long term of his or her recruitment career.
Agreed. Okay, so here is a fun one. Let's have a quick rapid fire round.
Oh, rapid fire.
Yeah, so you'll have to be very quick.
What's the seconds I get to respond?
You can like maybe you can take how much ever you want. Like 10 or
Okay,
maybe a minute you can take.
then it's not rapid. Then it's not.
Yeah. But you can take your own time. I'm not putting too much pressure.
No issues, please go ahead.
Yeah, if you answer within seconds, then it'll be great. But there's no pressure.
I'll try to do it.
Yeah. So, what's your go-to interview question to reveal a candidate's true character?
Let's skip the resume and come to the exactly something that which is not mentioned into the resume, and let's discuss on that. I always do that. I mean,
Okay.
I assess the resume and
That was very quick.
yes.
Would you prefer video interviews or in-person interviews?
I would always prefer in-person interviews.
Okay, why?
Because, as I said, that it leaves a different impact. You get to understand a person very bit in a better way, right? On the videos, I mean, there are different type of tools that person can use to, tweak the answers that they want to, right? But by sitting front to front, you are able to assess a candidate in a better way, technically as well as their communication skills, their behavioral skills, and you have to basically see their cultural fitment. So I always prefer an in-person interview over a online interview.
Okay. So if you could recruit anyone from history, who would it be?
From history,
Yeah. This is a tricky one, actually.
that's a very tricky question, right? I'll pick one from the politics of Indian politics, right? If I have to,
Okay.
because of his ability to collaborate and work as a team, is our late Prime Minister Atalji is the reason I admire him very, very good in terms of, because he has that ability to deliver. So yeah.
Who is it? I couldn't hear the name.
Late Prime Minister of India, Atal Bihari
Okay.
Vajpayee.
Oh, yes,
Yeah,
yes.
and one more person who has been a bit aggressive in the nature of delivering, and even though not listening to management when it comes to the a bit of making a right decision, is the second field marshal of India, Sam Manekshaw.
Okay.
He was the greatest soldier of our history.
Okay, that's
There is a
nice.
movie coming on him on first. Vicky Kaushal is playing a role.
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay. So what's the funniest or most memorable interview you have ever seen?
Candidate has walked in, right? Though it wasn't scheduled. And he walked in for a role during the when we were getting over with the COVID, and we started resuming the office, right? We came up with a resume and said that I want to give an interview for SD role. I recently got laid off, and we said okay. And fortunately, I was figuring out on the forecast for next quarter of hiring, right? And we have been able to find the right fit in there without having a extra, the efforts putting on finding a candidate. So yeah, that is one of, I see that I had not to basically put up any effort. I still was able to basically get a candidate.
Oh, that's nice. So I'm pretty much done with whatever I had to ask you. Is there anything you would like to add in?
Not exactly. It's just that we have been hoping that economies grows and the hiring patterns comes back, and we get to have interact about our career. Recruiters are hopefully doing well. So there is nothing. I mean, additional. I mean, everyone is doing so far so good. People are enjoying their lives. So yeah.
That was a wrap for today's discussion. So thank you so much for joining me on our show and shedding some light about recruitment.
Yeah, sure. Thank you.